Czech brewery Budějovický Budvar is to begin selling its beer in China. The beer, which will be known as Bai Dei Fu, which means much luck, has been renamed as Chinese people have difficulty pronouncing the word Budvar. Budvar has been exported to Hong Kong since 2006, and on Friday the first two consignments of the beer were shipped to China. It is expected that between 700 to 800 hectolitres will be sold in the country this year alone. At present, other Czech breweries are not planning to expand their markets to China, remaining wary of high transportation costs. Budvar is sold in numerous places across the globe, including South Korea, Mongolia and Brazil.
More than 100 Czech transport companies have gone out of business since the beginning of the year, according to the Czech Road Hauliers Association, Česmad Bohemia. The reasons for the bankruptcies, which are affecting largely small and medium-sized firms, have been given as rising transportation costs, particularly rising fuel costs. At present, rather than raising prices, most Czech transportation companies remain focused on reducing costs. For example, tanking up where fuel is cheapest and cutting overheads. Česmad representatives have also written to the Prime Minister asking for financial assistance, including tax rebates or lower road tolls.
The Czech Republic is set for a major increase in wind farms, according to ČSVR, the country's wind power association. By 2012, 20 wind farms are to be built in Moravia alone, leading to a tenfold increase in wind power production. At present, the country produces 133 megawatts, and if the plans come into effect, that figure will rise to more than 1,000 megawatts. The plants could produce a total of 2.5 tetrawatt hours of electricity annually, which is one-fifth of that produced by the Temelín nuclear power station. Investors in the project include ČEZ, RWE and JNT.
Staying with energy, as coal power stations close and the construction of new nuclear power stations remains in limbo, the Czech Republic is set to become a major user of natural gas. Energy giant ČEZ, the JNT Group, as well as several other companies are all seeking to construct new gas-fueled power stations. At present, coal stations remain more financially viable, but projections suggest that this will soon change as coal prices drastically increase and supplies fall. Current plans would see new gas-fueled power stations come into operation within 2 years, while negotiations are underway with Russia to gain greater supplies. Naturally, a greater reliance on Russian gas has some worried about excessive dependence on that country. But despite this, at present, gas is viewed as one of the greenest ways for the country to provide for its energy needs.
A building boom in the Czech Republic has left it in second place in a table of European nations. Beaten for the top spot by neighbouring Slovakia, between 2000 and 2007, the Czech Republic showed exceptional growth in the construction business. Much of the boom comes from the construction of apartments and houses, long neglected by the former communist regime. Part of the reason for the boom is the slow phasing out of government-regulated rent. This has led many Czechs to decide to buy a plot of land and build themselves a new home. Another reason is the increase in property costs, particularly great in Prague. Another interesting trend is that Czech companies are also becoming successful at participating in building projects in other countries. In 2003, this accounted for 1.1% of construction. By 2007, the figure was 2.8%. The building boom is expected to continue for a number of years before trailing off.